Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Don't think that that kiss was as groundbreaking, titillating, everything as a lot of people think it is. Oh, please don't come for me.
Everyone's going to the comments.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Hey guys, welcome to Lovecast, the BL podcast. I'm your host, Kayla, and with me are your other hosts, Alexa and Heather.
Hello.
Hi.
So today is the day of our annual Lovecast BL Awards of 2023. Per usual, we put out some categories and we had people vote on nominations. And it was, you're going to see, but it was pretty much a full sweep for one particular company. And we were saying,
I guess
that's what happens whenever you do a public vote.
Fans are going to fan vote.
Everyone pause now. Put in the comments who you think won. Come back and see if you're right.
Pretend to be shocked.
Yes, pretend to be shocked.
Yes. So basically, we're going to go through and announce all the winners and maybe talk a little about who won and maybe who we think was robbed. I don't know. We'll see.
There are feelings.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that.
There are feelings.
I think also it's kind of funny. You'll see when we announce the winners, but for all of the episodes that Pixie can't be a part of, this is the one she can't be a part of, and this is the one that I'm pretty sure literally all of her noms, all of her faves, all of her
favorite things won.
Got picked.
Yes. With the exception of maybe like one or two
things. Maybe like, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
This is definitely a Pixie episode.
Yep.
So she's not here to defend her fave, so we can be like, actually, da-da-da-da should have won, and no one can say anything.
I will say that all of the nominations, I was like, yeah, this is a really good contender.
Oh,
it was, like, there really wasn't anything where I was like, I kind of disagree with that. Like, everything was pretty good.
No, agreed. This was, like, realizing from, like, watching or doing our top BLs episode and kind of seeing the people's other lists, like, comparison and reacting to our lists, I feel like there was surprisingly, like, a pretty general consensus of what the, like, favorite BLs of 2023 were. And so, like, a lot of the things on the list are things that I really enjoyed watching and I know a lot of people enjoyed watching. So, like, there's definitely not anything that's like not deserving of being there. And it's like a fun award mm-hmm. show anyways. Like, it's not that serious. But then there's mm-hmm. definitely the ones where I was like, well, I would have voted for this one. And I feel strongly about this one. But like everything exactly. in every category is just like such a strong, it's a strong awards this year for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Agreed. I don't have anything to add to that because I 100% agree with literally everything you just said. It's been such a strong year for BL. Such a strong year. There's been, quality-wise, there's been more variety. There's been, dare I say, better quality overall than previous. Mm-hmm. I feel like... not just Thailand, but BL all over the world in general have been trying some different things, have been improving on past mistakes, have been working on maybe working on feedback, constructive criticism and constructive feedback that they've gotten in the past. And so 2023 was a very strong year for BL. So I think like voting for... like best actor or best show or best scene or whatever. I feel like it was hard. It would have been hard, except we did open it up to the public.
And the public like had Kayla an opinion.
Said, the public had a very strong opinion.
Mm-hmm, yeah. As they usually do. But yeah. I mean, we have strong opinions too. So
true.
It's not it anything unordinary.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Yeah, so I guess we can jump right in. I'm not gonna lie, I can't find the document, so I don't know what we're starting with. I've been scrolling trying to look, I can't find it. Oh wait,
just going on vibes only. No.
Oh, just vibes. Right. I don't actually know what's going on.
That's literally cut this out. That was literally me during the Playboy Ep 2 reaction. For half of that bloody ep, there were no subs, and I had no idea what had happened in the first episodes. I'm like, I'm just here for the vibes.
I didn't even realize, since you had the screen blurred, I didn't even realize until you like put in the text that like, oh, subtitles were added, that you guys were just watching without subs for like the first half of the show.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, that makes your reactions make so much more sense now.
I know. And like Sabrina has a much better like listening, understanding, comprehension of Thai than I do. And obviously Bam Bam is Thai.
Yeah.
So I'm just behind them both being like,
yep.
Vibes.
Yeah, like
just feeling those vibes.
Things are happening.
And then every now and then someone would look at us and I'm like, I don't know what I'm giving you, buddy, because I have no idea what's going on.
They were looking for a reaction and you did not know what to give.
No.
It's fine.
Oh, that's tragic.
But then we got subs halfway through and I was like, all right, sweet. I think I know what's going on now. And then multiple Vaguely. Times we still had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, that was so funny.
It was good. Yeah. It was funny. It was good. But anyway, sorry. All right, that was completely, completely off track.
Cut, edit, clip.
Okay, so our first category was Best Ship. And the nominees in this section were Yai and Jom from I Feel You Linger in the Air, of course. Mm. And then we had Riku and Yusei, who are from My Beautiful Man. And then we had Gawin and First from Be My Favorite. And then we had...
Christ.
Oh, I said First.
Going back to old
reference. Okay, no. Okay, cut that. And then we had Gawin and Christ from Be My Favorite. And then we had Jang and Pat from Step by Step. And lastly, we had First and Cao Tung from... Oh my god, I just forgot every show. Oh I almost said The Eclipse.
I mean, not wrong.
This is not working
this year.
I'm not, this hosting thing is not working for me. Okay. Cut that too. We're going to have a lot of cuts. I'm sorry. And lastly, we have First and Cao Tung from Only Friends. So, I don't know. Should we do a drum roll? Should we do... The winner is First and Cow Tongue. Surprise, surprise.
Wow. They actually, they won...
Yeah.
I was going to say, they won Best Ship last year, too, in our awards. So,
yeah,
true, I guess they are now the two-time champions of the Leftcast BL Awards Best Ship category.
Yeah, that almost seems very biased, I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I get it. Like, First and Cow Tongue still are dominating. And, I mean, Only Friends is proof of that. And people really love them, me included.
Yeah. No, they had a really good year. Because, I mean, also technically, Vice Versa, or not Vice Versa, Our Sky 2, I was thinking about, I don't know why I was thinking about Vice Versa. She's always thinking about Vice Versa. Our Sky 2, because I was thinking about Our Sky 2, and I was like, there's a Vice Versa Our Sky 2 episode. But, you know, they also had Our Sky 2 this year for the Eclipse, so that was technically another project that they were in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had a really, really good year. And, I mean... They're always bringing it. Yeah,
they're very talented. They're very popular. They're great guys. Like, it, even without their popularity behind them, they have delivered some really good acting this year. So I feel like that's deserved. As much as we joke about, like, the fans coming in mass voting, like...
We can see why.
They do deserve it.
We can understand why.
Yeah, we can understand why.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very, very deserved win.
Best Ship is always an interesting category because it's the only one. It's, like, so vague. So it's always a mix of, like, show ships and then, like, real ships. And I feel like when it comes down to it, people are going to go for, like, the real, real, like, the actor ship over, like, a character ship a lot of the time. So... That's I think that also factors in as well.
That's true. I feel, I did talk about them being really good actors, but 100% Best Ship is popularity contest.
Yeah. And they deserve the popularity, so it's fair enough.
They do.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
No.
So the categories for Best Kiss were the I Feel You Linger in the Air Rain Kiss between Yai and Jom. The Stolen Cheek Kiss and the finale of My School President. The Kitchen Kiss in episode 10 of Step by Step. The Bathroom Kiss in Naughty Babe. Siloam kissing his bully in Dangerous Romance. And then Ray and San's smoking kiss in Only Friends. And a little drum roll. The winner is the smoke kiss between Ray and San and Only Friends. Which, like, it was an iconic kiss. Yeah.
It was. And wasn't that the one that was improvised?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one they improvised. Heather has a thought that she is waiting to share.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
I'm trying to say this in a very nice way because I don't want people to come for me because I don't think that kiss was as groundbreaking, titillating, everything as a lot of people think it is. Oh, please don't come for me.
Everyone's going to the comments.
Oh, no. So, like, I love them. I love First and Cow Tongue. I always watch everything. Like, I've watched everything they're in. I always watch edits of them. I love them. I love their content. That kiss just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Like, at all. I watched it first time through and was like, okay. And then literally seen it a couple more times against my will because of social media. And every single time I'm like, scroll.
Against your will is crazy. It's like you're being waterboarded with the clip.
God. That was really strong, but like, I don't have anything against it, even though it sounds like I do. I personally think that there were better kisses in the nominations, personally, from like...
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know.
Okay. When you're voting on best kiss, or like when you've got a best kiss category, when I think about how I would vote and how I would kind of award a winner for best kiss, there are a couple of things that need to be ticked off, right? So
I'm listening. Please go continue. I feel like I will agree.
I feel
with
very
some
strongly
of your...
about this, apparently. So there are a couple of things that need to be ticked off. The first thing that needs to be ticked off is, did it elicit a reaction? Like any reaction besides like meh. Like did it yeah, literally any reaction. Did it give me like butterflies in my stomach? Did it make my chest feel like, oh my God, that's it? Did I get warm? Like an actual reaction to this kiss. Mm. Like this romantic thing or like whatever. Doesn't have to be a romantic kiss, but like I need a reaction. Some form of reaction is like the first thing that needs to happen. The second thing that needs to happen, or at least the second thing that I would tick off, is did the kiss look good for TV? Did it look good? Did it perform as a kiss should, basically? Did the characters look like they were enjoying it? Did the kiss work within the story? Did it not feel like it was two people being smooshed together like Barbie dolls? Like, was it actually two people, two characters wanting to kiss? The third thing that I look at, or like that I need to kind of like tick off before I award like a winner or whatever, is the progress between the characters and the actors and the way that they kiss. So there's the kiss, did it work well for TV? And then there's the kiss, like, is the chemistry there between the actors? Did they give it their all? And, like, I know you could argue that these three things, people would be like, yes, this smoke kiss gave me these three things, but the smoke kiss didn't give me these three things. Naughty Babe kiss gave me these three things, and my school president kiss gave me these three things, and I'm just like...
I feel you linger in the air, ring kiss.
Just that is the one I would have voted for.
Romance.
100%, because I love how cinematic it was. Like, it was seriously like you were watching a movie.
My second point.
Yeah, that's the reason why I really liked that one. I guess over the more casual... kisses. I just like stuff that's really dramatic, so that's why I personally would have voted for the rain kiss. But I did like the smoke kiss, and I like that it was First and Cow Tongue's idea to do it. But
I don't have a lot of thoughts about the smoke kiss. My vote would have went elsewhere, but I don't like smoking, so whenever I watch that I'm just like, that does not seem appealing to me, but like I'm sure it does it for some people.
If you're talking about chemistry, I think the one that had the best chemistry was the kitchen kiss in Step by Step.
That was a really good kiss.
If you're just going standalone on chemistry, that one's kind of in the middle. It's not too casual, but it's not like a super cinematic thing either.
It had the build up, like the build up of like it was at the right point in the character's relationship. And that's how I also feel about the I Feel You Linger in the Air kiss, because it had that like build up of wanting and coming off of like not really a conflict, but like a little misunderstanding. And then like they threw in the rain element that made it super cinematic. And it came right after the ballroom dancing scene. And there's just so much there that it's just like... strong feelings.
Yep.
I need to see that. And I don't want to watch just like that scene out of context. I want all of the context.
No, you gotta watch it in the context. But for the sake of Pixie, because I know Pixie would have voted for the Ray and Sans vote kiss, so yeah. She'll be happy about most of these, I feel like.
So she's gonna come back and fight with us.
She's gonna like 100%. Cut all of our commentary out of the edit.
Oh my god. Yeah. She's gonna
cut out all of our commentary and be like, yep, this is perfect. She'll do like a voiceover. Yeah.
Or she's going to be in that premiere chat just like defending everything. Yeah. We've got the next category, which is best scene. So the nominations in this category were Pisang walking into the queer bar in Be My Favorite, Kioi's jealousy scene in My Beautiful Man 2, Yai's drunk poetry scene in If I Feel You Linger in the Air. I Feel You Linger in the Air. Mm-hmm. I know that. The ballroom dancing scene in I Feel You Linger in the Air. Ray at the therapist and the breakthrough there. And then Tin Gun's pinky lock scene from My School President. Mm. So, drum roll. The winner is Only Friends, Ray at the therapist and the breakthrough there. Woo!
Yeah. Okay, I will say, like, that was a phenomenal scene. Like, yes. Cow Tongue, yes. Like, yes. We talked about it a couple times already. Like, that scene is, like, in and of itself award-worthy acting right there. So I can't say anything against that one winning.
No.
Like, whoa, that scene. Every single time I watch it, I'm blown away at the acting and the emotion in that scene. And like, holy crap. Like, 10-10, recommend 10-10. Like, that is such a good scene that if it didn't win this, regardless of like who was voting, I probably would have rioted. Like, I actually really agree with this one 100%. It was such a good scene.
And
it's like the way that it's shot too is so interesting, how it's like a point of view type thing, and then you have the therapist turning into first character at the end. Like, just it's the whole package, not just the acting.
Absolutely. Definitely a deserved win, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that we had more stronger thoughts over the kiss than just the scene.
I mean, everyone knows
the dissenting ones.
Everyone knows that me and Alexa will like pretty much always choose I Feel You Linger in the Air over everything. So I mean, like, that's what I would probably vote for. Specifically the drunk poetry scene, because that it's just so good. But Ray at the therapist, like, that definitely deserves to win. Definitely.
I do have to say Kiyoi's jealousy scene in My Beautiful Man 2. I've already got on a rant about this in our top five BLs of 2023, but that scene every single time makes me kick my feet and squeal. Like, I just, there is just, something, like, that scene gives me a visceral reaction. Like, and then also kick my feet and squeal. Like, there's just something about it. But it doesn't, it's definitely on a different level to the breakthrough, the therapist breakthrough.
I guess the next category is best OST. And so for this one, we have Gemini's song Hook, Cow Tongue's song Let's Try, Z and Nunu's song Love is Love, Chris's song Redo, and Atlas's song Only You. So drum roll. Let's Try by Cow Tongue.
Wow.
What a surprise. Look at me.
That's a full sweep so far.
Yeah, for real. Literally. I feel like I'm very biased towards the My School President soundtrack. And when doing the nominations, like, the temptation was there to just put My School President soundtrack as a whole, but I feel like that would have been very unfair to count like an entire soundtrack as opposed to just like one specific song.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. like choosing one went through, but like I'm always biased towards My School President soundtrack, but I do love Let's Try, and I always jam to it
like
when
it
comes on my playlist. Yeah. So it's a fair Same. Pick.
Yeah, agreed.
I really love Christ's redo. I just feel like it's a song that just takes me right back to all of the feelings of Be My Favorite, and so that's why I would have like that's my pick. That's my vote. But Cowtongue's Let's Try is definitely like it's iconic. It is.
It's got the right vibes.
It does. Yeah. It does. It's got the right vibes. And he's got a great voice, and like the song itself is just really good. So I think
it really
deserves the win. Even though it's been a sweep so far. It deserves the win.
Deserves the win.
Yeah, that's the theme right now. I think everyone knows what I nominated.
Wow.
Fight for your boys, Kayla. Fight for your boys.
I mean, there's nothing to fight. It's just the self-explanatory. Like, it's a good song. Domundi does a lot of things wrong, but their music production, like the quality of it, very good.
Domundi OSTs always pop off. Like, they're so fun to listen to.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, they're always good. I also like Hook a lot, too. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might have also put You've Got My Back, because I still love that song so much. Like, I still listen to it. So I'm not going to lie. I kind of do feel like My School President was robbed.
Thinking about it in terms of, like, full soundtrack, like...
Yes.
It was like the only option. Like, no one else did what they did musically in terms of like covering songs every week, releasing original songs almost every week. Like, there's
multiple
like what
music
12
videos.
To 13, 14 tracks on that album. Like, it is no joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great singers, great production.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Actually, My School President was robbed.
Yeah.
That's my final.
I think
answer.
We can confidently say that. sorry, Kauta.
He'll be okay.
He'll be
wins
okay.
A lot. Yeah, he only won the first.
He'll
three.
Be okay.
Yeah.
These awards mean so much. I mean, you know. So the nominees for Best Director are T. Bundit, who was the director of I Feel You Linger in the Air and Step by Step, Jojo Tichicorn, who did Only Friends, Wasatep, who I'm not sure, was that Be My Favorite?
Yeah.
What? Okay. P. Off, who directs everything.
Literally.
P. Lit, who directed Dangerous Romance this year, and then Warner Duplessis and Inu Beck, who directed The Eighth Sense. So we got like someone outside of someone from Korea. I think this is the first Korea BL
Korea
nomination so far.
Germany.
So Korea and Germany collaboration.
Yeah.
But drumroll, please. The winner is Pioff. Which it slipped my mind when I was saying his name, but he directed Moonlight Chicken this year. That was what he directed in 2023. And also Last Twilight, if you're counting that, because I know some people did. But Moonlight Chicken and his vice versa. Why do I keep saying vice versa? Our Sky episode. I don't know why.
You really can only
it's
go
like
vice
one of those
versa,
days.
Yeah.
Like, I can only remember the vice versa or Sky episodes. spoiler alert, it's probably because I was just watching our Jimmy C interview before we sat down to record this. But yes, he directed Moonlight Chicken. And obviously, like, I low-key thought, like, JoJo might win this because he did Only Friends. But, like, I think in terms of, like, the most trusted Thai BL director, it's always going to come back to Pyoff, I think. And JoJo's up there as well, but like Pyoff is like trusted to always bring the right emotions to a story. So I'm not surprised that he came through with the win. Honestly, I think for me, I might have gone for the Eighth Sense directors just because I think they did something really, really different with Korean BL with that show. And I think it was very impactful at the time. I know that there's been like some behind the scenes drama between like the directors and the production since the show ended. But like in terms of like the artistic vision that went into the show, I think it was really interesting, and their directing just like really stood out to me. So I don't know, I might have gone that direction, but Pyoff is always Pyoff is Pyoff, so I don't think anyone would argue with him will argue with him winning.
No,
I support it.
I feel like he always gives 100% in everything that he does. We see that. And he's just so beloved as well, like, just in general. Everyone loves him. Everyone has good things to say
about him. Like, so I think fans, the cast he works with, like, he seems like he's really good at curating, like, a good environment on sets, too, which I think goes into is a big part of being a director as well. So, I think there's a lot of good that can be said about him.
Agreed. All right, next category?
Yes.
Awesome. So the next category is Best Newcomer. I am going to try not to butcher these names. So the first nomination is Fourth Nadawat. The second is Gemini Norowin. The third is Oh Jun-tak. And the fourth is Tara Lynn. So Tara Lynn is from Kiseki Dear to Me, and Oh Jun-tak Tech is from The Eighth Sense.
Yes.
Every single time I try to say that title, I don't.
Doesn't work.
It just doesn't come out of my mouth properly.
Yeah, I always spell it wrong. Like, I realize that I cannot spell the word
eighth. Where do the I's and the G's go in eighth? So how many H's are in eighth? Like,
no, all right.
Should I read those again? Or...
No, I think that was good. No, that was good. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Drum roll, please. So the winner for Best Newcomer is Fourth Nadawat.
Yeah.
I so strongly agree with that.
I talked about it in our top BLs that I just think he really just like came out of nowhere delivering such good emotions in both Moonlight Chicken and My School President.
Oh my god.
And like there's not that much else to say. Like, he was phenomenal. No. And like, it makes me so excited to see where he's going to continue to go as an actor.
Yes. Yeah. And like, so what impressed me the most with his performance this year was the fact that both the shows that he was in aired in the same year with two characters that were quite different from each other. Like, there were similarities, but both characters and the stories and the struggles that they went through were so different, and you felt like they were two different characters that he was playing. It didn't feel like it's like, oh, it's Fourth in... So what went first? My School President.
My School President was
and
first,
and then Moonlight Chicken started.
Yeah.
So you watch My School President and you're like, oh my god, Fourth is like this cute, sweet, singing angel. And then you get to Moonlight Chicken and you're not like, oh my god, it's Fourth again. You're like, holy crap, it's this whole other character that just so happens to be played by Fourth. Like, it, oh, I was, and he's so young as well. Like, I was really blown away by his performance and his, like, at the age that he's at, and the fact that he's been thrust into the Tybiel machine really young with a ship pairing that's also quite young. So they're like navigating this together, and the quality of his work hasn't changed. Like, it's just, it's top tier, it's top level. Yeah. And I'm just, yeah, I'm just, I feel so proud. Like,
my
I'm
son.
Just
yes. My son who I raised.
Yes. And like, I don't like that the Tybiel actors call a lot of the fans mummies.
Oh, the
not
mommy
a fan
fans.
Of that.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling a little mummy towards Forth. Like, I'm feeling a bit like, I'm a so proud
motherly.
Of you, my sweet boy. Motherly. Yeah, motherly. Oh, okay. Let's just cut out the fact that I said I feel mummy towards. I feel motherly. Oh, God, I'm sweating. I think, yep, there we go. There's the blush. yeah, I feel quite motherly towards Forth because I'm so damn proud of him.
Yeah.
Me so.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just, oh, yeah. He just continues to impress. I just can't wait to see what else we get from him. Like, he's giving me, I don't even know. I was going to say Mark vibes, but no, he's just. Yeah, he's giving me these vibes that, like, he could just be dropped into anything and kind of steal the scene a little bit sometimes, or steal the show, or, like, he's just such top, like, same as Gunn. Drop him anywhere, and he's such a good actor that, like,
can adapt into anything, yeah.
He can adapt and potentially steals the scene a little bit. Just because of the quality of his acting.
Yeah. It really is him being so young and already so good that I find impressive, because it's just like he can only go up from here.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be interesting to see what he does in the near future.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So the next one is Best Supporting Actor. So first we have Mark. Everyone knows Mark. Everyone loves Mark. He's in everything. Literally, My School President, Moonlight Chicken, and Last Twilight right now, like, literally in everything.
Family variants, like, whoo, everything.
Yes. And then next up we have is that how you pronounce it? From Be My Favorite. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that character, so feel free to sound off.
it's Pear.
Oh,
from
okay.
Be My Favorite, the girl, the main female.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and then
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
We have Bruce from Step by Step, a solid contender. Then we have Lee Mira from The Eighth Sense. If you remember, she is the, is she the coach of the surfing team? She's like a supervisor. Like the,
she's like the president of the surfing team, I think technically is like what her role is. Yeah. And Jay Wans, is that his name? Best friend?
I can't even remember.
Is now a bad time to say I haven't seen it yet?
Have you been just concealing that information?
Yes.
That I don't know why I just assumed you'd seen it.
Not yet.
J1.
I have 2 weeks off over Christmas. Maybe I'll binge it.
It's easy to binge.
Yes, but she was surfing club president and Jay Wans, the one with all the trauma, his best friend.
Okay, and then next we have Euro, who is that Dangerous Romance? I can't remember. Who do they play?
I don't know, because I didn't watch Dangerous Romance.
I watched most of it, but I think he plays
the one who got bullied, but did he have glasses? He's like,
I think that's
him. Cut out while I look it up on my drama list just to double check. Otto Asylum's friend. He's the one that has the glasses.
Yeah, he did do really well. Yeah, I liked him. And then last in this category, we have Suar from Le Puy, which I also started to watch and never finished. I love Suar.
He's a good example of stealing scenes in that show.
100%. He's a great actor. Yep.
Okay, so drum roll. Mark Packin.
Wow. I mean... Deserved.
It's been the year of Mark, and man is... it's also going to be the year of Mark.
He is everywhere and everything all at once.
He's hustling. Oh my god, he's working hard.
I mean, it's to the point where he had to pull out of one project this year so he could film Last Twilight. Like, he's just been doing everything and he always plays, like, even if it's just a support role, like in My Moonlight Chicken or in My School President, like he is that person who steals the scene and always leaves an impact, and like he's such a good comedy actor. And of course, like in Only Friends, I would consider him a main role, so like I don't know if we want to consider that in this discussion. But you know, that was also an example of seeing him do something different as well. So he's just so diverse, and like, you were talking about someone you can drop in anywhere and they can adapt. Like, he is the perfect example of that.
Yeah, and literally the way that you described how you feel about Fourth is how I feel about Mark. Like, that is my son. Yeah. I don't know when it happened, when I gave birth to him, but that is my son. I've been on the Mark train this year, so I support him winning this category.
Is there anyone who's not on the Mark train, honestly? Like, He is such a lovable actor. If you're not on the Mark
train, you have to get on the Mark train.
Yeah. Hop on it.
I don't understand.
Choo-choo.
Yeah. Choo-choo, motherfuckers, get on.
So I guess I am announcing the best actor category. Wow. Okay. So the nominations are Cao Tang for Ray in Only Friends, Bright in I Feel You Linger in the Air, Gawin in Be My Favorite, Neo in Only Friends, Poovin in Never Let Me Go, and Perth in Dangerous Romance. And the winner, little drum roll. Cao Tang, he's back again. Back to continue the streak. I mean,
yeah.
We kind of already said everything that can be said in with the breakthrough scene. Like, I definitely think it's a deserving win. Like, he was incredible in that show. I actually, like, Neo was one of my nominations that I put in because I think that, like, for Neo, I feel like this was a role that really allowed people to see him in a different light compared to the type of roles that he usually gets. And not to say that that takes away from the impact of Cao Tang as Rey, but I just felt it really impactful to see Neo doing something so different and, like, absolutely bodying the role of Boston. Like, whether you hated him, whether you loved the messiness, like, whatever you felt about Boston, like, Neo's acting brought all those feelings out so wonderfully. So he was one of, like, my only friend's pick that I threw in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
feel
agree.
The same. About Neo, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cao Tang
deserved, I just realized, you were reading out the nominations for Best Actor, I was like, oh, it's all Thailand.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Oops.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of Thai BL has stuck with us this year, and a lot of the performances in Thai BL has really stuck with us this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, I could have put in like 10 nominations for this. Like, there were,
okay, that was
there
the other
so
thing
many
as well.
People.
I try. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true as well. We actually tried to keep it not too big.
Yeah.
We tried to keep it nice.
In past years, we would spend like 20 minutes reading off like 10 to 15 different nominations for a category.
And then
we were just like
setting it all up and everything would take freaking forever.
And it splits the votes a lot too when there's just like a bunch of like people in one category.
It's calculating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not math people.
Definitely not. I want to give a shout out to the main guy from The Eighth Sense also. I thought about nominating him because he was really amazing in that show.
Yeah.
The next category, the final category, is Best 2023 BL Series. And the nominations are from Thailand, Be My Favorite, I Feel You Linger in the Air, My School President, Only Friends, Moonlight Chicken, Bed Friend, Step by Step, and Laws of Attraction. From the Philippines, we have The Day I Loved You. From Taiwan, we have Kaseki, Dear to Me. From South Korea, we have The Eighth Sense, Sing My Crush, A Breeze of Love, Our Dating Sim, Unintentional Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Love Tractor. And then from Japan, we have My Personal Weatherman, My Beautiful Man 2, Our Dining Table, The End of the World with You, and Jacko Frost. Oh, so drum roll please for the best 2023 BL series. Moonlight Chicken!
Gasp. Upset.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
Yes. I freaking loved Moonlight Chicken. Like, I obviously would have wanted my top mm-hmm. series to be the big, like, the overall mm-hmm. top. But I'm very happy that Moonlight Chicken got the win. There's so much in that series, from actors to story to cinematography to directing. Like, everything was done so well. And the entire series itself was very enjoyable, even in the dramatic, gut-wrenching
mm-hmm.
moments. I feel like it was a very enjoyable series and a very well-done series.
Yeah. Yeah, they had such a good impact in just 8 episodes, mm-hmm. which is not easy to do. Like, I feel like finding the right episode count for any show can be difficult. But I think a lot of the times the BLs suffer from, when they have shorter episode spans, trying to do too much, and then it kind of feels rushed. Yeah. Or yeah, but I definitely didn't feel that here. Like, I felt like both the stories, like the main storylines with like Jim and Wen and then Hart and Li Ming, had their time to breathe, and then they also like had time to kind of touch on like Cao Tung's storyline with his character and mm-hmm. first as the ex-boyfriend and like kind of how he played into things. And I feel like for 8 episodes, they really did a good job of like letting each story breathe and also like just like letting each story like make sense, which is not always easy to do with a short episode count.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, out of the ones that I've seen on here, I think that it definitely has the best pacing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I agree. I was honestly shocked that it wasn't Only Friends. Like, it pretty much other category.
So, when calculating, it was very, I think I've got, oh, I might not be able to find it. I've got it, it was very close. Yeah, there you go. So like, I was calculating like all of the numbers,
doing the math.
And where? Oh, I don't think I have. Okay, it was very close.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it in amongst that, but it was very close. It was a very I don't think they won. Yeah, I don't think Moonlight Chicken won by like, it wasn't like a landslide. It was definitely very close. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean.
Yeah. I think maybe potentially also if people were voting for Cao Tung a lot, maybe they're like, they liked his performance more in Moonlight Chicken. Or maybe overall, I don't know.
I do think, like, as popular as Only Friends was, I think the series as a whole was, like, somewhat divisive between the people who watched it. There was a lot of fighting between, like, the ships. People like, so-and-so's story was better, or I only wanted to watch so-and-so's story. I feel like that probably, when it came down to looking at the show as a whole, made it a little bit more divisive in terms of like where the votes went. Because, you know, if people only preferred, you know, their favorite pairing in that show, then they might not vote for the whole thing. So I feel like that definitely could have factored in. No, I think Moonlight Chicken's a good pick.
I'm trying to think of what else I can say about Moonlight Chicken that I didn't rant about.
We also talked about it in like two of our top 5 BLs of this year. Like, me and Heather both talked about it there. So, definitely one that I can happily agree with winning. Solid acting, solid music, beautiful production. Like, the color schemes and the way it was filmed and shot. It was just so enticing to watch, and I feel like the way they shot it really added to the emotions. Like, I always think of that the first episode, like Jim and Wen, when they first meet and they're like walking along the streets drinking, and like obviously Wen is like drunk, and like the vibe is just like so, like the it's so like sensual almost, I guess, is that the right word?
And like the the way they kind of keep coming together,
like stuff like that. It's just like so beautifully filmed, and I feel like they combined all of the elements, like the color grading, the way they shot it, the music they used, like it all just came together to form a really beautiful series. So
I really liked Heart in Li Ming's story. That was my favorite part. I always think about that scene where Heart confronts his parents about just like isolating him from the world and not being very accommodating to him. It's they did so well. Like, we already talked about how Fourth is amazing.
But Gemini like took on the role of Heart, like like I said in like the top five BLs, like when they filmed Moonlight Chicken they were 16, 17, so even younger than they were in My School President, even though it aired later. And like they were acting with Earth and Mix and First and Kowtong and Mark, so like all of these like household GMMTV household names, and like really held their own. So I feel like they left a great impact with Heart and Li Ming's story as well.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Well.
What, where do we go from here?
It feels like so, I don't know. I don't know if anticlimactic is the right word, but like,
I know I think it's because as well, like, we knew the winners this time. Usually it's that's like hidden, and then you're trying to speculate.
That's true. We kind of we had to make it easier for ourselves this year, because usually the awards is like a much more complicated on the back end in terms of like getting the nominations and making graphics and doing all this stuff, but like we've just had a lot, way too much other podcast stuff going on to like put all that in this year, so we had to kind of scale it back, which I think is making the whole thing feel a little bit quieter. And it's also like right now for me 11:42 p.m. so
it's like
the energy is this, like
this is one of the only times that I feel like we've recorded an like an episode and I'm like, this is the perfect time. This is a great time for me. It's the afternoon, like
you're chilling also like 4 days chilling. Before Christmas, so like it's a weird time of year, so I feel like the energy is just like, and also Pixie's not here. I feel like the Lovecast Awards are usually, that's like Pixie's baby, like it was her idea to start it as well, like back in the first season, so it sucks that she couldn't be here, but she was sick, she has a sick baby, she has a lot going on, so but I mean, GMMTV sweep. If you didn't guess it at the beginning, it was a GMMTV sweep this year. And I mean, fair enough. They had a lot of good shows come out this year. I know, like, GMMTV as a production company has its ups and downs, but I feel like 2023, in terms of, like, speaking specifically from the BL side, because that's mainly what I can speak on, I feel like this was definitely an up year for them. They had a lot of really, really, really good productions come out, so I can understand why everyone felt the impact of them through the end of the year. So
was their 2022 showcase Diversely Yours or Diversely You or something?
It was Diversely Yours, I think. Yeah.
We saw the diversity this year. Yeah. Lots of like in the stories, lots of different types of stories, lots of different things that they're trying. Yeah, hopefully there's more diversity next year in like other aspects, but yeah, we definitely saw a lot of different stories this year, and I think that because they were trying a lot of new things and they were, I guess, developing quite a lot of new talent, actually. Or talent that it hadn't shone the year before. Had their time this year, and I think that's potentially one of the reasons why we have a GMMTV sweep.
Definitely an up year for them.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Congratulations, GMMTV.
It sounded like I was saying that begrudgingly, but I'm not, like, I don't like super disagree with any of the winners. I think it's pretty justified.
I just feel very strongly about the kiss, but that's fine.
That's our contentious one.
Yes. Who knew?
Out of all the ones that could be. Man. But yeah, no, it was a good year. I mean, it was very different from, well, I don't know. I was going to say it's very different from the winners last year, but I feel like the ones that kind of dominated last year were Kin Porsche and Not Me. So I feel like OnlyFriends taking a lot of the wins this year kind of keeps the, like, the darker, a little bit grittier shows kind of trying, moodier kind of seeming to, and I get it because I think they're very different from what we typically associate with BL, which is like the bubblegum rom-com, everything works out perfectly fantasy aspect. So I get why these shows, you know, kind of have more of a lasting impact, I think, and it's especially nice to see actors who you typically see in other stuff doing something so different. So
Yeah.
It's even Moonlight Chicken kind of had that moodier, grittier vibe to it as well. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Kin Porsche and Not Me.
Yeah, they were last year's.
Swept.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
If it was up to me, I'd be lingering in the air, would have won everything. So we need to
sprinkle in.
We were looking at our release schedule and, like, looking back on the last 6 months where we've pretty much exclusively been releasing content from Thailand, aside from a few episodes here and there. So we were kind of trying to brainstorm a way to bring back our regular, like, talking sit down. It's just us hosts talking about BL episodes and also work in all of the interviews and upcoming Thailand content and the games and stuff that we have recorded that will be coming in the new year. So we kind of worked out this format where we are going to do our sit down, chatting with the host, things like this kind of episode every second Thursday. So twice a month. They'll be at our normal time, which is the 9 a.m. CST/CDT, depending on if it's daylight savings time or not, every Thursday. And those will kind of be like the episodes that you're used to seeing from us, where we're talking about topics, maybe talking with other content creators, doing our lists and things like that. And then when it comes to things like interviews and games and Thailand content and whatever extra stuff might come up in the coming year, it's kind of just going to be released as it comes. So you'll definitely be getting, like, at this, with the rate we're going, like, a couple of interviews and that kind of stuff a month. But in order to make it a little bit easier on ourselves to edit and also work with the YouTube algorithm and stuff like that, we're kind of just going to be playing around with releasing things on different days at different times whenever we have stuff ready, essentially. So you'll see that coming up with, like, oh, you will have seen it happen already with, like, the Playboy interview releasing that on a Saturday. The Jimmy C interview is probably going to be releasing on a weekend day as opposed to a Thursday, fingers crossed, at time of recording this. So, you know, and we did that once before, too, earlier this year with the What's Happening in BL, and it went off really well. So we kind of want to play around and see what other times might work, and we feel like it might make it a little bit easier for us to have time to edit our content and go through our content and release on a schedule that's not, like, killing us to make sure we have to promote this at this time and get this out at this time, but also still make sure you guys are getting routine content from us. So, yes, I spoke about that very long-windedly because, as I said before, I don't know how to be concise in things, but that is generally what we're thinking of. And we're going to play around with it, see how people like it, and if it's not working, maybe we'll come back to the drawing board, play around a little bit more. But for right now, beginning the next season and the end of this season of Lovecast, that's kind of the vibe we're going for. So,
yeah, so I guess if you want to see, like, if you love to watch the interviews, the games, the vlogs, that type of stuff, make sure that you're subscribed to our YouTube channel and your notifications are on. Following the socials, because, like Alexa said, that content's just going to drop whenever it's ready, whenever the algorithm says is the best time, all that sort of stuff. And then more like podcasty episodes are going to have their regular releases. So again, you want to be subscribed, but at the very least, if you aren't subscribed or you're not following us on socials or anything, you know that we're going to be in your here. Podcasty app
at least two Thursdays
every,
a month
every fortnight.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yeah
we're trying new stuff. It's a new season.
We've got it a also lot. Means that we have the capacity to drop more content if need be.
Yeah, instead of just doing a four a month.
Yes. It also means that we're going to have, it's been kind of happening the past, I guess, 6 months with the Thailand content, but you're going to have lots of different
types
of videos, lengths, different lengths of videos. We might drop games separate to interviews. So you might be able to watch like a quick 10-minute game, quick 10-minute video, and then you've got the
2-hour sit like down.
40 minutes later. Yeah. Or maybe you'll have a 2-hour sit down. Like there's a 2-hour podcast. Well, this is probably not 2 hours, but like our podcast episodes usually go between an hour and 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you want that content, then that's going to come as well. So we've got a bit of variety just to see what you guys hopefully are enjoying. And yeah, we love, mm-hmm. we love making this content, and we love interacting with all of you, and we want to make sure that we're making the best content we can for you guys, and that you're enjoying the content that we're making as well. So yeah,
for sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see
me too.
How it all things works go. And yeah
it's gonna be fun. We're trying new things. It's now like, you know, it's another little, I mean, I feel like we've almost slowly been rebranding for like the past 6 months, because like we kind of just like Heather was like, now Heather is no longer PA. She is just Heather, part of the team. And we kind of changed around our color scheme a little bit, and we've been changing our thumbnails and stuff like that. So I feel like kind of slowly throughout the year, that aspect of rebranding has been happening. And then like, this is kind of like the next step to just like make sure we're utilizing all of the content we have and are getting in the best way. Cause like, there's going to be more Thailand content coming. Like that's just guaranteed. If you didn't know that by now, this is why you should be following us on socials. So there's more Thailand content coming. There's a lot more other stuff coming. So, lots of cool changes and fun changes.
And then also this is giving us a bit more capacity to create stuff for the patrons as well. And more engaging content. We do our reactions over there. Patrons get episodes early. They get extra content. They get unedited episodes.
Get to vote on our reviews and see them before they go out publicly. They get snippets from guest episodes, and they get to know who we're interviewing before it's announced publicly and all that fun stuff. So, and we want to make it more interactive.
But yeah, so a lot of these changes are so we can produce the best content we possibly can. For everyone, and then also giving us a little bit more wiggle room, a little bit less stress to try and rush stuff every single week to make sure we're hitting a deadline that we've given ourselves. And we think that this change will hopefully be a little less stressful and means that we can produce the content we want to produce.
Yeah. It's good changes, fun changes.
Anyway,
that's all for that official was
moving on. No, that was our annual Lovecast BL Awards 2023. Thank you to everyone who voted.
There was a lot of votes this year.
There were
it goes.
I can't do there that. There goes. It's only Heather.
I don't know how to turn it off.
There has to be a way. Or do you want to turn it off is the question.
I kind of don't. But also I actually don't know how to turn it off, because StreamYard automatically uses FaceTime on my laptop. So
weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a Mac, so
Fair.
Okay, well, we did a lot of promo there. But if you also want early access to any of the upcoming stuff that we just talked about, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Either that or totally unedited. I'm not sure if we're still doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically there's a lot. You should go to our Patreon. Yeah. I'm trying to subtly promo it, but it's not very subtle.
I'm not going to be subtle about it. Subscribe to our Patreon. We have reactions. We have unedited stuff. We've got a lot of stuff going on there. We're only going to have more stuff in the new year. And it's a little community that's growing and growing. So that's really fun as well. You get like special Discord server channels and you can talk directly to us pretty much whenever you want.
Yeah. If you starting at only $5 a month.
Yep.
It's a bargain, man.
Well.
Not being subtle.
Yeah. It's not. I always feel so awkward, like, promoing stuff, because I'm like, how do you move on from that?
Right.
But I'm gonna do more of it in a second, because if you enjoyed this episode, then please like, comment, and subscribe. And while you're at it, why not share this episode with your BL-loving friends? It really helps us out. I wish I could do the hearts as well, but we're gonna have to do that. And yeah, thanks for joining us this week for the awards, and we'll see you the next time we see you.
That's what we gotta say now.
Good New Year.
The next
yes.
time.
Congratulations. Happy New Year. For getting through 2023.
Yes, we
bring
survived.
Bring on 2024.
We survived.
Somehow.
Somehow. Yay.
We love you all.
And we'll see you in the new year.
Dance party!
Bye!
Dance party!
Dance party!
I don't know if I have that energy right now.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.